Welcome back to The Price of Business. I'm your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. I'm expecting the fire marshal to shut us down at any moment this morning because we have a very full studio here. I've got some friends here, great friends, actually, the folks over there at Commercial Tax Network. You hear their commercials here on the show because I love what they do. And in fact, I am a client of them myself. And they brought a great guest on today. But I got Adam Cedars and I've got Terry English and two of the masterminds over there at Commercial Tax. And I'm going to start off real quickly with Terry. Kind of give us a 411, if you will, about your company. Give us that overview.
Yes, so we're a property tax consulting firm that specializes in reducing property taxes for property owners throughout the United States, and we're here headquarters in Houston, and I have an office in Atlanta.
Adam, real quickly, why don't you tell us about your guest tonight, or this morning, rather?
I'm very excited to introduce to you Pamela McGlashan. She's Vice President of Property Management for Orion Real Estate Services. They are a very large management firm throughout Texas and I think it's five other states.
Seven
other states.
You know, welcome, Pam. You know, you almost need an extra large business card just to get all of your credentials on there.
I do.
It almost run off there. What do all these things mean? TCS, UPCS, HQS?
These are all certifications that we get in property management for, whether it's the housing program, tax credit program, or just stating that we do know what we're talking about.
And what is your area of expertise over there at Orion?
We do apartments.
No, you. Oh, yours.
Mm-hmm. My expertise is running the management company. So we have 747 employees, 27,000 apartment homes throughout seven states. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you're busy.
I'm busy.
Very, very good. Terry, you got a question for our guests?
I'm sure your owners are concerned about property taxes and do y'all challenge most of your values every year?
Yeah.
We do. We have several different owners who are, they use different consulting companies and they will absolutely challenge taxes. That's our job.
Just to manage and make sure that, their bottom line is the lowest or highest as possible, which is, money in their pockets.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. What about you, Adam? Got a question?
Well, I just wanted to bring some light on the fact that Pamela was discussing with me earlier that they've just recently been awarded top 50 in management companies throughout the whole nation.
So, wow, that's fantastic.
Talk a little bit
about that.
Yeah, we're a Houston-based firm. We do have corporate offices in Colorado and Louisiana, Florida, and three areas here in Texas. But it's been a lot of hard work to get there. And so many people of our team have worked so hard to get this top 50 ranking. So it was a real happy day for us. We'd love to be a few other places too. And working on that right now, we're really excited about our developments here in Houston and up in Denver that we're actually building ourselves.
So. Wow, that's cool. And doing so in a very challenging economy at that.
Yes, very challenging.
Which has both pluses and minuses. The pluses being that the costs to do it are probably much lower than what they would be in a more robust economy. Talk a little bit about that. I love the movie Forrest Gump, mm-hmm. and there's a scene in there where a giant storm is coming through and all the other companies put their boats up and they try to buckle down and try to do the safest thing. And Forrest Gump, and Lieutenant Dan, they went out into the water in this horrible storm. They're the only boat that survived. They took a risk and ended up becoming multimillionaires as a result of that. And that happened, in the worst weather. Well, we got one of the worst economies in modern memory. And I really believe a lot of ostriches are going to suffer because they hid when they should have been doing what you're doing.
Right. Absolutely. And I have to tell you that, our owners in our company did made some wise choices in the last 3 years, really did buckle down.
Yeah.
And then decided to build in the best areas where they felt the market was going to rebound quickly.
Yep.
As soon as they could, we're opening our deal in the Woodlands. It's open and actually have some good occupancy and good leasing. Conroe's right behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Denver will be shortly following. We've got a couple land developments going on right now. So it's a very exciting time.
I like it. Terry, question?
Yes, the availability of apartments for sale and are there abundance of that you're seeing in your business?
We just talked about it briefly. It's the craziest times I've ever seen, certainly in Texas. We have we have, we all know that there are people out there who have, you know, raised a lot of money and raised some big funds, and they're out there, you know, knocking on doors trying to buy deals. And you have such a competitive market. You know, it's really hard for the small investor to go out and try to buy a multifamily deal, even if 8 units, 10 units. Those are still, you've got people competing like crazy for those deals. They know that they're good. They know they can turn them around. So it's a great investment.
That continues to be a growth market. You know,
absolutely.
People are trying to give up their house and looking for a smaller place to stay and try to cut wherever they can. So that's a great way to do it.
And the renters changed. I mean, you know, what's the American dream anymore?
That's right.
It's changed.
Yeah, that thing's been flushed, I think. But anyway, right, that sucking sound you hear is the American dream. All right, Adam, real quick, any other comments, questions?
Another interesting fact that I found out about Ryan, they manage properties for the city of Houston, which is, you know.
Very prestigious and speaks huge amounts about the validation of your company.
We handle, our portfolio is so diverse. We have our Class A, $1.76 a foot rents, you know, to public housing, and, you know, everything in between, the tax credit program. We not only handle Houston Housing Authority, but also Beaumont, Texarkana, and Dallas, and San Antonio is on our radar right now. So we're working on that as well. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Orion, interesting company. That website is www.ores.com.
Correct.
And I want real quickly, Terry, how do people learn more about your great work over there at Commercial Tax?
Well, we're just really busy getting into the season right now. We've already filed all of our protests, and the people that forgot to file protests on any of their properties, there is still time to file late, and we can do it for them. And in the event that ever happens, you can get a hold of us. You have the website, and right now we're really getting some pretty big reductions at the appraisal district, but we have to take it to the board to do it.
Yeah.
The appraisal districts aren't wanting to just reduce those values. You know, we're having to go all the way to get these values down.
Yeah, and I also want to mention only about 30% of all companies even challenged them, and so the governments really know this is an easy way of confiscating money from people is through subjectively raising the value of their properties, and they're so revenue desperate they're going to do it. So I say shame on you if you're not holding those government entities accountable by working with a company like Commercial Tax. Thanks to all of you. Great segment.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to have much, much more for you. Don't go away.